This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday visited the northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur, and Assam to launch multiple development projects. These included a new rail line connecting the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian railway network for the first time. Addressing a public meeting in Manipur's Churchandpur, Mr. Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path to peace to fulfill their dreams.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग-अलग ग्रुप्स के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
Later in Imphal, Prime Minister Modi said that the Union government has been continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur. Mr. Modi also met internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps in Valley districts yesterday at Imphal. While addressing a public gathering after laying foundation stones of multiple projects worth ₹7,300 crore, Mr. Modi expressed his confidence that a new dawn of hope and trust is arriving in Manipur. He said that people of the state have chosen the path of peace and prioritized development, and recently dialogue has taken place with various groups in the hills and valley regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Bhupen Hazarika at a centenary celebration in Guwahati last evening. He called Hazarika a symbol of unity and national integration. PM Modi said, Hazarika's music united people across India and guided them. He also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of Hazarika in 21 languages. PM Modi will lay foundation for several projects in Assam worth 1800 crore rupees today. He will visit Mangaldoi for medical college projects and launch a new bridge over the Brahmaputra River. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday congratulated Sushila Karki on assuming office as Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government. Nepal's former Supreme Court Chief Justice Sushila Karki became the country's interim Prime Minister after anti-corruption protests ousted KP Sharma Oli government. Addressing a gathering in Imphal in Manipur, Prime Minister Modi said, Nepal, nestled in the lap of the Himalayas, is a close friend and trusted partner of India. In Nepal, President Ramchandra Podil has appealed to all parties to cooperate to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections scheduled for 5th March 2026. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, which was set to resume today after remaining suspended for several days, has been postponed till further orders due to continuous rainfall in Riasi district. The Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board made the announcement yesterday through social media post. In hockey, India will take on hosts China in the title clash of Women's Asia Cup in Hangzhou this evening. The match will start at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India played out a thrilling 1-1 draw against defending champions Japan in a critical Super 4 stage fixture yesterday. In the other Super 4 stage match, China defeated South Korea 1-0, which turned out to be a boon for the Indian side, helping it advance to the final. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. It's the first time since February this year that these two teams will share the field. The two teams head into contest on the back of the overwhelming wins against UAE and Oman. India defeated UAE by 9 wickets in Dubai on Wednesday, while Pakistan beat Oman by 93 runs at the same venue on Friday. In tennis, Indian team beat 9th-seeded Switzerland 3-1 in their Davis Cup 2025 World Group 1 tie at the Swiss Tennis Arena in Biel yesterday to make the cut for next year's qualifiers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.